This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana at his residence as the flagship scheme completed 10 years since its launch in April 2015. The Prime Minister congratulated the beneficiaries, highlighting how the scheme has transformed lives by turning dreams into reality. He said the initiative has empowered those who were previously overlooked and underlined that for the people of India, nothing is impossible. Mr. Modi said that the Mudra Yojana was introduced to provide financial support to the countless individuals and enabling them to showcase their entrepreneurial skills. He highlighted that the scheme aims to empower youth of the country, making them self-reliant and confident with the ability to become job creators rather than just job seekers.
Mudra Yojana ye koi Modi ki bhai ke liye nahi hai. Mudra Yojana mere desh ke naujawanon ko अपने पैरों पर खड़े रहने की हिम्मत और उनका हौसला बुलंद होता चले. मैं रोजी रोटी कमाने के लिए क्यों भटकूंगा, मैं 10 लोगों को रोजी रोटी दूंगा, ये मिजाज पैदा करना है.
President Draupadi Murmu was presented with the prestigious Key of Honor of Lisbon City in Portugal. The symbolic gesture presented by Lisbon Mayor Carlos Moedas at the historic Câmara Municipal de Lisboa officially recognized her as an honorary citizen of the city. While addressing the ceremony, President Murmu said that Portugal has been a vital partner for India in strengthening its ties with both the European Union and Lusophone nations.
पुर्तगाल यूरोपियन यूनियन और लुसोफोन देशों के साथ हमारे संबंधों को बढ़ावा देने में भारत का एक महत्वपूर्ण पार्टनर रहा है.
On the second and concluding day of her visit to Portugal today, President Murmu will meet Portuguese Prime Minister Luis Montenegro. The Ministry of Women and Child Development is celebrating the 7th edition of Poshan Pakhwara from today, reaffirming the government's commitment to tackling malnutrition across the country. Poshan Abhiyan, the flagship initiative launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, aims to improve nutritional outcomes for pregnant women, lactating mothers, adolescent girls and children under 6 years of age. Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India. This would be his first official visit to India as the Crown Prince of Dubai. He will be accompanied by several ministers, senior government officials and a high-level business delegation. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host a working lunch for the Crown Prince this afternoon. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected 2008 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawur Rana's application seeking a stay on his extradition to India. The Canadian national of Pakistani origin is currently lodged in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Los Angeles. The South Korean government has approved June 3 as the date for a snap presidential election following the removal from office of Yoon Suk-yeol last week over a short-lived declaration of martial law. Indian frontline indices opened in the green today despite global uncertainty amid US tariffs. Sensex was up 1,169 points or 1.60% at 74,307, and Nifty was up 375 points or 1.69% at 22,536 in early trade. Large caps, mid caps and small caps also moved up. In the IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon, while Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati this evening. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for the heat wave over Rajasthan, Saurashtra and Kutch today. The weather agency predicted heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, West Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Punjab, West Uttar Pradesh, Vidarbha and East Madhya Pradesh during the 2-3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.